How to become a great being. As with all precious things that have no shortcuts, greatness is not really something you can directly pursue. Rather, it will ensue. Down on the very bottom, your greatness will be firmly anchored to your constellation of curiosities. Along that connection, as you surge to address your curiosities, you will begin inheriting knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is nothing like memorized formulas, which only really make you an operator. It is nothing that you can get out of today's ineffective schools. It is more like computer programming, where it's a fully functional, developed ability within you that grants you new powers. Wisdom is the ability to magnificently solve problems that you have never encountered before by very subtle analogy to the great many things in your body of knowledge. You may have knowledge of programming, but you need wisdom to consider if you want to host your program on servers, which will be expensive, or on user's desktop, or even as a web extension, which does not cost anything at all. To give a more complex example, instead of writing your computer program and hoping that it will be a success, you start with something that is a success, as it fixes problems that people actually have. And then you work your way back from that and create your program. This is, by not so subtle analogy, to Sun Tzu's "Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win." Though please understand that wisdom is not about strings of words, but rather lively trains of thoughts, active thoughts, interactive thoughts, fully functional developed ideas. It is about the capacity to start an unending avalanche of valid and great ideas, some inherited from books, others purely synthesized in your own mind. This cascade of fully activated functioning knowledge, observations, introspections, experiences, insights, highlights, and authentic truths helps you keep moving forward in life. It helps you achieve, solve, rise, and grow up. From another perspective, we can't grow up without wisdom. Sitting around doing nothing just simply causes aging. And aging alone absolutely and irrefutably is not enough to help a child grow into an adult human being. Which brings us to the third component of greatness. One that you almost imperceptibly copy as you pursue knowledge and inherit wisdom. To put it simply, as you listen to well-narrated books created by great beings who have their own combination of giants upon whose shoulders they stand, their manner of thinking, perceiving, their values and modes of living will, to some considerable degree, copy onto you. It is because great beings are describing real lives that were actually lived, that are all too human. Modes of living that resulted in making permanent and positive contributions to humankind will copy onto you. Culture and the human world is simply something that copies, that spreads. So when you surround yourself with the works of great beings, you will simply enter their culture. And that is almost it. It is knowledge, wisdom, and class. I say almost because it is a rare creature indeed that gets a fair start in life. Chances are that largely fake and certainly ineffective schools have convinced you that you aren't very smart. But your only failure was not noticing that all the A students are simply brainlessly memorizing. They don't understand what they are, quote, learning, unquote. They grasped some things, but they were likely of extremely low quality. The kids that learn programming at home and talk about it and mess with it at school do show high quality knowledge because they can reinvent a handful of useful web applications and yank themselves out of poverty by the time they graduate. Again, programming is a fantastic example of real knowledge and real education, as opposed to largely fake knowledge, which is a medley of disconnected facts out of sequence and context. This is actually done on purpose to you. Teachers do that to make you memorize, because memorization for the duration of the tests is largely indistinguishable from real knowledge or real teaching. Teachers figured out that if they spoon-feed you crap, you will freak out and start memorizing everything, which will make it look like they are actually teaching or working. Your GPA is not real either. The teachers are copying grades from your other classes. That is why you are a B student or a C student in everything you do. The principals often force teachers to only give A's to 1/3 of the class and cut everyone else off. The same goes for B's and C's. They want to look average, as not to stick out and cause questions. You were forced to think that your GPA reflects your intelligence and perhaps your value to the world as well. To shut up and just continue memorizing until you graduate. You have been betrayed. Even if you are an A student, all you know is just shreds and patches that will never connect. A perfect score on an entrance exam doesn't actually mean anything unless it's fully activated knowledge that integrates together to create something great, like an exit out of poverty. So there's this one more thing that comes after knowledge, wisdom, and class. And it has been practiced by every great being from pre-Socratics on up. No exceptions. None. And that is self-education. As with knowledge, wisdom, and class, there is something you should know about it. You can't educate yourself when you are stressed out. You are actually a natural-born composer and a master artist. If you want to compose today, look up some tutorials about a program called LMMS. And if you want to start painting perfectly beautiful paintings, then you will need a wall projector. Just project your source image on canvas and start painting. The projector is just the modern version of camera obscura in this context. But you see, you can't open those abilities when you are so stressed out that you can't really feel music. You may not actually feel like looking up what LMMS is. And you certainly will get nowhere if you can't come up with silly paintings that make you giggle. This is why narrated books are important. Because you need the serenity of an adventurer to truly hear your books in your ears. Whether you take to the great trails, like the Appalachian or Pacific Crest, or the Continental Divide Trail, or find your own hiking and camping adventures, it is up to you. But please understand, serenity is critical for learning, and you may need to fight for it. Finally, you should also know that growing up means growing all the way up. There is no stopping part way. And that means growing all the way up until you become a great being. So you see, greatness is not actually optional. It's how you become an adult.